This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in the pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey! Welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. I hope all of you are doing amazing today and your week is off to a beautiful start. Thank you so much for the warm, warm welcome back last week. It feels so good to be back on the mic with all of you. Y'all, I am on this journey of trying to cut back my coffee, really trying to cut back on caffeine. I am not succeeding at it by any means, okay? I have a cup of coffee sitting right here next to me as we speak. And I'm not like a caffeine addict. Like I can go days and weeks without having it and I'll be fine. But then when I start doing it again, I am all in. I'm trying to put really, really good, healthy things into my body. But like, why is the good, healthy stuff not that good? You know, like this morning I had some tea and oatmeal and it just did not hit. I wanted some pancakes with strawberries, syrup, and a fat latte on the side, but summer is basically tomorrow, and I'm trying to make an outside comeback this summer and live like it's that summer. Remember that song, No Hands by Waka? Girl, Roscoe Dash's verse comes on, and I'm a different Ash, okay? You had to be there. I really used to be in people's backyards with a red solo cup just out there doing my thing. It was indeed a time. Okay, I don't know if this is true for all of you, but for me at least, and I kind of get tired of thinking about it and saying it, but sometimes I feel like COVID really just hit the brakes on everything. And I don't know, sometimes I feel like the last 3 years felt like they were going in slow motion. Like nothing was really happening, but everything was happening at the same time. And even though those 3 years were full of growth and learning about myself, sometimes I look back and sometimes I feel like I missed a lot. I don't know if that makes sense, but sometimes I just feel like we as humans are so good at adapting to our environment, and we were forced to adapt to being at home, adapt to being alone, adapt to keeping more to ourselves, adapt to being in the house more, to eating more out of comfort instead of health, talking to myself here, adapt to being comfortable every day and just throwing on the closest thing we could find when we really used to eat down when we stepped outside, because that's what we are supposed to do, adapt. I am not a plant girly at all. And I got two plants back in the beginning of 2020, and I thought I was doing something, y'all. I named my plants, and one is Francis the Fiddle and Buddy the Monstera. And when I first got them, they were these really small table plants, and I really wasn't expecting much from them. I knew they would be here for a good time, not a long time. But as time went on and they started to grow a little bit, I would change the pot. I would buy a bigger pot and replant them. And then 4 or 5 months later, they would literally grow out of the pot. And I'd buy a bigger pot and a bigger pot. And the bigger the pot I planted them in, the bigger my plants grew. Now, I'm sure that's probably like basic plant knowledge. But for a non-plant person to watch this growth happen in real time, and seeing new leaves pop out and moving my plants from the table to the floor. And now
they're on these wheels because they're so big and heavy and can't be moved by one person alone, and consistently changing the environment that they grew in, changing the soil, changing the pot. And every time the environment changed, the plant changed. Now, those plants take up half of my living room. But it is a consistent reminder that the more you plant yourself in a different environment, the more you switch it up, the more you change the soil, the more you change too, the more you grow, the more space you take up. I guess what I'm trying to say is you cannot bloom and be full you in a small pot, sis. And when you get to a point where you've adapted to your surroundings, adapted to your routine, adapted to your environment, maybe it's time to switch it up and repot, readjust, throw a little razzle-dazzle in your life, and make room for more. If you are feeling stuck and crowded and like every day is the same and nothing makes you really excited anymore, you don't feel your best, you don't feel good where you are, maybe you've adapted to an environment that you've grown out of. And when I say environment, I mean it doesn't just have to be your house. It can be your city or state. It can be your friends. It can be your colleagues at work. It can be your job. It can be your habits and your hobbies. It can be your lifestyle. But getting comfortable and adapting to something, staying in the same mindset, around the same people, doing the same things, steals your potential. When you leave a plant in a small pot for too long, you stunt its growth. It does not sprout new leaves. It's probably real dusty looking, dry and brittle, and still in the same place you left it when you got it. When a person is in the same space for too long, same mindset, same routine, same groups of friends, same habits for too long, you stunt its growth. You do not sprout new ideas. You do not feel your best. You don't do your best. And you end up staying in the same spot people found you in. But when you change the pot, sis, and you change the soil, and you change the environment, switch up the routine, start stepping out and doing new things, going new places, having deeper conversations, pushing yourself to meet new people and make new friends that support this version of you, enrolling in a class to learn about your finances, reading more to educate yourself on something you didn't otherwise know, making bigger and better and well-informed decisions, you bloom. And blooming can be scary and uncomfortable, right? It's risky. It doesn't feel good at all. There was this thing here in Chicago to meet up with other women and go for a walk. And y'all, before I went, I was like, no, I'm not doing this. Who am I going to meet? Are they going to be weird? Will they think I'm weird? What if they aren't giving the vibe I need them to give? What if they think I'm lame? All these questions, right? I was so uneasy, but I ended up pushing myself to go because I asked myself, Ash, what do you have to lose? Sis, what do you have to lose? Yeah, it's weird and uncomfortable doing something different and something new, but what do you have to lose? Yes, you may look a little weird and it feels funny, but what do you have to lose? I can promise you one thing. If you stay where you are in that same environment, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, if you stay where you are, your potential, your creativity, your drive, and your ambitions will stay where they are too. So I guess instead of asking, what do you have to lose? The better question is, what do you have to gain?
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We are all dealing with something that stresses us out. It can be big things and even the smallest of things. And if we keep them bottled up and not talk about them in a safe space, it can start to affect us negatively. But therapy can be a safe space to get things off of your chest and to identify what's really weighing you down and how to fix it. I've always been a very big advocate for therapy. And if you are personally thinking of giving therapy a try, I think you should try BetterHelp. Everything is done online and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. It is that simple. Something I learned during a therapy session is no matter how big or small the situation is, if it bothers you, it matters. And sitting down talking about my issues, big or small, helps me figure out how to work through them. Get things off of your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/slay today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/slay for 10% off your first month. So, as someone that has textured and curly hair, I'm excited to share Clairol's Textures and Tones came out with a permanent color range specifically for curly and coily hair types. Say hello to the improved formula and new look while preserving curls and shine. With 12 shades of brilliant intense color, no ammonia, and stacked with argan and olive oil to deliver some much needed moisture and vibrancy to your hair. So if you're my girl that likes a little color to spice up your look from time to time, the new Clairol Textures and Tones was designed with texture and color specialists, and it was created with you in mind. Clairol's mission is simple: to make every woman feel beautiful and confident and help her live colorfully through accessible and easy to use products. Save your time and your money and give yourself a new hairdo, because it's not the hair color you were born with, but the hair color you were meant to be. Clairol, it is so me.
Find comfort in the discomfort, sis. Find comfort in the uncertainty. Find comfort in the feelings, the weird feelings, the nervous, oh my God, what am I doing feelings. When I'm doing something different, like going to a new restaurant by myself or meeting new people, and I get nervous or I feel like a weirdo, I be thinking that's full me on the inside. Like, yeah, sis, get out there. You can do it. Push yourself. It's getting a little dry around here, you know? And embracing that, knowing full well something is about to make me feel so uncomfortable, but I want to try something new. And it's something I really want to do, and I'm scared or nervous or whatever. But you know what? I'm gonna do it anyway. And that's the attitude I hope we all can hang on to this year. Pushing ourselves to do new things, even though our minds are telling us it'll never work. I'm gonna do it anyway. Facing new challenges. I'm gonna do it anyway. Putting ourselves in new environments, no matter how scared or nervous or stupid we may feel, I'm going to do it anyway. I work from home and I find comfort in working in my leggings and my sweatshirts and sports bras, but I don't feel my absolute best in that, right? And one day I was like, you know what? Tomorrow I'm going to get dressed to work from home. And when I got up the next morning, I was looking at them leggings like, you know what? It'll be real easy to just throw these on and keep it pushing. But I said, I'm going to just get cute anyway. And I squeezed in my jeans and a cute little top. And I sat down in the house to work. And as crazy as I thought that was, and crazy as I felt sitting there fully dressed at home, I felt great. I felt cute. Something so small made me feel so good. It gave me a little razzle dazzle, and I wanted more of that. So I challenge you to ask yourself, how do I support the best version of me, new me, full me? What do I need to start doing? What do I need to stop doing to support her? And I know it may be lame, but y'all, I write this stuff down in my notebook sometimes in the notes app on my phone, and I just list out the things that I need to work on, things that I want to start doing more of, and then I prioritize that. Prioritize the new things you want to start doing, boo, in your day-to-day. Prioritize doing the things that make you feel good, make you feel cute. Prioritize the things that will move the needle in your life. If I have 2 hours to scroll on TikTok before I go to bed, then I have 2 hours to do something that's going to make me feel my best. If I have 8 hours to dedicate to binging a new show that just came out, then I have 8 hours to give myself time to do something that allows me to expand. And I'm not saying don't be scrolling on TikTok or don't be binging your favorite shows, because please believe I do. What I'm saying is give yourself the same energy you give everything else. Put that same energy, that dedication, that time you give everything else, put that towards you. That's what I mean, sis, when I say change the pot. Expand, spread out, take up the space you need in this season. And you can start small, but you gotta start. Don't let people find you in the same place that they left you, because you will not find me in the same place that you left me. Change the pot, change the soil, change the environment, and then bloom.
That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you loved the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to leave us a rating and a review on the podcast app that you're tuning in on. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to follow us on our socials at Slay Girl Slay and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. The Slay Girl Slay podcast is brought to you by Ash Media Network, with brand new episodes every Monday. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.